Chapter 9. The hands let go. I spun around and stared at two gigantic horrors. I let out an angry roar. The monster in me took over. I balled my hands into tight fists. I got ready to attack them both. "What's the big idea?" I screamed. "What do you think you're doing? My friends and I are very special guests here. Have you all gone crazy?" They both motioned for me to calm down. I read the name tags on the front of their purple uniforms. One was named Benson, the other was Clem.
"Easy, kid," Benson said. "No one's gonna hurt you."
"Were you trying to leave?" "You were, weren't you?" Clem said. "We can't let you leave the park. You and your friends have to stay here."
"Why?" I yelled. "This is a free country. I can go anywhere I want."
"You and your friends think you've figured everything out," Benson said, "but you don't know what you're doing."
"I know what I'm doing," I shot back. "I'm gonna get my friends out of danger."
"Look, kid," Benson said, "we've had a few small problems here. I'll admit it. A few things went wrong."
"But we need you to stay here,"
his partner said.
"Take it easy. Enjoy the park, Michael, and stop being such a troublemaker."
"No way," I cried. "If you think I'm a troublemaker, too bad. Someone is out to get us here. Someone is trying to hurt us. And I'm going to get out of this park and take my friends with me. Then we're going to tell the whole world what goes on here." They narrowed their eyes to slits. Their expressions turned angry. They took a few steps toward me. I raised my fists and prepared to fight them. But a third horror suddenly appeared.
"I'll handle this," he boomed.
He waved Benson and Clem away.
"You can go. I've got this, kid."
This new horror was tall and athletic-looking. He had short yellow horns on top of wavy green hair. His fat nose and tiny chin made him look a lot like a pug dog. He waited for the other two to leave. Then he turned to me. I saw that he had taken off his name tag.
"Michael," he said. "You want out of Horrorland, don't you?"
I didn't answer his question. Instead, I took a few steps back.
"Who are you?"
I demanded.
"Why did you take off your name tag? What are you planning to do to me?"
"I'm going to help you," he said softly.
He pulled a small square mirror from his pocket.
"You want to go, Michael? So I'm going to help you go."
"Huh?" I squinted at him. Then I gazed into the mirror. I suddenly felt strange, off balance. I felt a strong pull from the mirror, as if I were being drawn to it by a powerful magnet.
"Go ahead," the horror urged. "Don't fight it, Michael. You want to leave, remember? I'm helping you leave. Go with it. Go with it."
His voice faded as I was pulled. Pulled toward the glass. Pulled to my reflection in the little mirror. So strange. I could feel the smoothness of the glass. The cool, liquid feel of it. Deeper into the glass. Deeper. And then through it. Through the mirror. A rush of cold air blew over me. It made me shut my eyes. I felt myself falling. I struggled to catch my balance. When I opened my eyes, the horror, the trees, the grass, all had disappeared.
"Hey, where am I?"
I cried out loud. I gazed around. I was standing in a huge amusement park, but I didn't recognize anything. I squinted, waiting for my eyes to focus. I saw roller coasters high in the sky, and a Ferris wheel with cars shaped like sharks and alligators. And then, my eyes stopped at a red and white sign. It had big, blood-red letters across it. PP. PP? Panic Park? Was this really Panic Park?
"Hey! I'm in Panic Park! I found it! I found Panic Park!" I shouted.
Then I felt a wave of fear slide over me. I glanced around, my heart pounding.
"But where is Panic Park?" I wondered. "And how do I get back to my friends?"